Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with His grace, generosity, due to His rahmah, mercy, He has allowed us to perform the fast of Ramadan with ease. Allah ta'ala has, in this month of Ramadan, He has told us to implement a task. The objective He's told us, the destination He's told us. We pray to Allah. Allah Ta'ala gives us the tawfiq ability, total ability to attain the objective. La'allakum tattaqoon. In Ramadan, may Allah Ta'ala allow us to become muttaqis in Ramadan so that taqwa can come into us. Now, the life of a human being in this dunya, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated the example about the dunya, that this dunya is like a jail. It's like a prison cell for who? The mu'min, the believer. A prison cell. It's similar, it's akin to that. The person who lives his life on the right path, in the right way, according to Allah Ta'ala's ahkams, Allah's orders, and his life is according to Allah Ta'ala's instructions, then that person, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given us the example that that person, it's like he's in a prison cell. Yeah? In the jail. Why? Because if you look at the environment of the jail, always the prisoner is in difficulty, he's a little bit burdened, and it's a bit of a tight situation. It's not an easy situation, is it? In a prison cell. But the sign of the mu'min will be there, the believer. That in life, tests, challenges, trials, however more Allah Ta'ala wants to give him the daraja, the status in the hereafter, the heights in the hereafter, then in this temporary world, which is like a dream, like a mirage in a dream, you see problems and horrific things, a snake's running after me, a scorpion's biting me, a jinn's coming. As soon as your eyes open, alhamdulillah, the human being, he's totally fine, he's safe. He's lying on his mattress. Yeah? So this dunya, it's a few days of difficulties, problems, but the mu'min, the believer, the righteous man, when he follows Allah's ahkams and orders, he doesn't get upset or worried about Allah's orders. Rather, he sticks to his objective and he aligns his life according to Allah's ahkams, and it becomes like a prison cell for him. And the enjoyment is for him at that time. That person who is not following Allah's orders, and he thinks his enjoyment all life long, I do whatever I want, but it's a dream of a life, it's enjoyment for him. But the permanent life of the hereafter becomes adab, punishment for that person forever. He will get the punishment. So two lives. First life, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned the life of the mu'min, category A. His life is like he's in a prison cell. Little bit restricted, isn't it? Who is it who lives like this in this world, like in the jail, in the prison cell? They persevere through the problems, difficulties. They don't leave Allah's orders. They're totally 100% respect and adhere to halal, haram, lawful and unlawful, forbidden and what is permissible. They adopt and they smile and adopt that in their lives. And then, What is it that allows them to do this? It is a hope. It's a solid hope. Subhanallah. It's their hope develops so strongly, becomes so solid, their hope, that they, after the night, they see the day. After the darkness, they see the light. They know that the night may be very lengthy, but morning will come after that for sure. The light will come. They know that. They believe that. They feel that. This hope, to develop this hope inside a human being, this is the high level of taqwa, subhanAllah. This is the glory of the muttaqi. Yet that despite all the problems, difficulties and worries, that if he perseveres, endures and develops a power, that's the power of light of hope. So the person who doesn't have the light, the ray of hope within him, cannot be a muttaqi. For him, it's like, oh, it's difficult, life's horrible, etc. It becomes a massive burden for him. But the person who has the light of hope, the ray of hope, that after the lengthy dark night, Allah definitely will give the morning, the light, the sun will rise in the morning in my life. Then the life, long night for him to pass that, not difficult at all. And he will persevere and endure through problems and difficulties, because he knows the sahar will come. And this is the hope in Allah, faith in Allah. And faith in Allah and hope in Allah is acquired via taqwa. Taqwa. If a person does not have taqwa in him, then that this glimmer, this light of hope, it will not be in him. And it will be difficult for him to live his life then. So the hope is what takes a person through life. That if any difficulty comes, if any issue arises in life, then he'll have the light within him. That after every darkness, Allah gives light. Every yusr gives usra. Yes? That Allah says, after every difficulty, after every problem, after every challenge, the ease will come. But those who don't have taqwa, who are temporary, up and down, fluctuating, they're not muttaqis, then for those people, their situation is such that this hope in Allah, the faith in Allah, the light and the faith of Allah, they don't allow that to glow within them. They don't allow that to flicker within them. So when a human being, when he goes towards taqwa, when he travels towards taqwa, he wants to become a muttaqi, conscious of God, aware of his Rabb, aware of his Lord, then he becomes the mu'min, the believer, practicing. That's when you see in the lives of the walis of Allah and the pious predecessors, in the lives of the mu'mineen, that they had issues, they had problems, they had difficulties. Despite all of this, alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, they were stuck to Allah Ta'ala's side. They were always looking out for Allah Ta'ala's instruction, and they used to cry, and they knew that Allah is the one who will hear. He is the one who will deflect the problems. He is the one who will eliminate the problems. These are temporary issues we've got in our life. That Allah Ta'ala will not allow a person to go near to despondence, to lacking hope and giving up. And when a person has this ray of hope, hope in Allah, taqwa will come to that person. So Allah Ta'ala says, Kutiba alaykumus sayam. I have ordained fasting for you, fard, compulsory. Why? So the taqwa can come into you. Consciousness of Allah can come into you. So what does this mean? Is that in fast, Allah Ta'ala has put the cure for the human being. Allah has put the cure. Allah says for those people to get rid of their despair, to increase their hope in Allah, in that so that we believe that after the dark intense night, we await the morning rays and the light. This whole emotion Allah Ta'ala has instilled into fasting. Through fasting, a person can attain this. Yes, obviously if we can attain this, we'll become muttaqi. That if, for example, we won't get this, then how will we become muttaqi? If that capacity is not in the fast, how can we become muttaqi? So if this comes into the life of the insan, subhanAllah, then his life can become a brilliant life, an excellent life. When a person has hope and he can see the way ahead, he can map out the route ahead. Yes, it's good. But if he can't, then it's difficult. If he says, oh, it's just night and it's going to be night all the time and the day's not going to come, the darkness isn't going to end, becomes difficult for him life. He cannot live his life. You see, every prisoner who's in jail, that what a beautiful example of the jail the Prophet ﷺ gave. He is living on based on one hope. What is that? That I'm in jail, fair enough. Now, I'm persevering through the difficulties. I'm getting hit or beats. And he has to do tasks and really sort of hard labor. But he has a hope in jail. That he knows after 10 years, my sentence will end. And after 10 years, I'm going to be released. 30 years, even 30 years, he has hope. He passes with that hope. No problem, no issues, difficulties, isn't it? But after 30 years, I'm going to be released. Allahu Akbar. What a great example the Prophet ﷺ gave for a mu'min who is, you can say, imprisoned in this world. The style, the lifestyle of a mu'min, of a believer, is such that all the issues Allah gives in the world, they're to elevate his rank. All the challenges of life, tests of life, but he sees the light at the end of the tunnel, and he has a hope that one day, eventually, alhamdulillah, I'll get the release from this world. This test will end, and this hope, this is what drives the mu'min, and this is called taqwa. Look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instilled in the fast this capacity, this feeling. There's a hadith, the meaning of the hadith is like this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the fasting person, when he breaks the fast, he gets two forms of happiness at the time of breaking fast. Listen to this. He says, when he breaks the fast, he gets two elements of happiness. Two forms of happiness when a person breaks the fast. This is the meaning of the hadith, I'm telling you. The meaning of the hadith. Now, fasting is part of life, isn't it? Yes. An example. Let's take an example from our lives, that how it equates to fasting. A mu'min's life, difficulties, hurdles, obstacles. Obviously, the fast, 30 years of fasting, high temperature, or 20 hours of fasting, and his hot temperature, and he's going to pass the fast. He will have this hope. He will pass the day of the fast with the hope. His tongue will be dry. He's working in the afternoon, a poor laborer, poor soul, he's in a construction industry somewhere. It's hot. And if he's going to pass the day, if you ask him, there's severe hot and the heat and the afternoon, your tongue sticking out dry and you're working, and he will reply with one statement, no problem. Inshallah, the sunset will come quickly and will break the fast and the thirst will go, will extinguish the thirst. Unconsciously, he's thinking this, he's hoping this, all the difficulties, persevering, enduring, he knows that one at the end of the day, in the evening, I'll break the fast. Yes, the day, look, it's afternoon now, the afternoon is passing, a while has come, then it's mid-afternoon, late afternoon, there's a hope inside, the evening will come, after the evening, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give me a cold glass of water, and all of my thirst will go far away, and for food, Allah will give me food, and my hunger will diminish and be eliminated. So for the soul, everyday life of the fasting person, he has that experience. The fasting person experiences this inside, within. He can feel that, and that hope is increased. So when a fasting person passes the fasting day with this hope, then that becomes the example for the mu'min for the rest of his life. It teaches him, educates him, that if you're passing the day like this, you're not in despair, and you have the hope that the evening will come and you'll break the fast, and you go through that struggle, extreme struggle. So Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given the beautiful example then. Hasn't he? That just like the fasting person, he, if he's struggling, working hard, and he passes that day, that lengthy day, that difficult day, he has the hope that in the evening my fast will break and the difficulty will evaporate. Yes, in a little while. So this is taqwa. This is the message of taqwa that fasting delivers. In the same way, taqwa teaches us that establish your life based on Allah's ahkams. Just like during the fasting day, you could drink water, but you don't drink water. You are adhering to Allah's orders. You're not eating food or bread. You are adhering to Allah's orders. In the same way, during life, every order of halal and haram, stand firm. Stand firm and persevere through the difficulties. Just like the fasting person perseveres in extreme heat. On this hope, that inshallah, Allah winning, very soon evening will come and I'll break my fast. In the same way, the mu'min, the believer, his life is the same. He's basing his life on that same hope. Allah's orders, he practices, he differentiates between halal and haram, the orders Allah's given, or if any problems comes, or difficulties, or barriers, he perseveres, and you're thinking this, that same hope is driving him. Just like the fasting person waiting for the evening, Maghrib, to break the fast. That we know that our life will end, the morning will come, the sun will rise, and this difficulty will take away. Allah says that when you break the fast, you get two forms of happiness, that when you're tired, hungry, thirsty, pangs of thirst, and you're broken, your body's broken, when you sit down in the evening, and in the evening when you break the fast, there's happiness, there's the first happiness you'll get at that time when you take that cool water and it goes inside you, that coolness, that satisfaction, that happiness is acquired at that time. Subhanallah. I remember a very old incident. It was extreme heat in them days, and after Umrah, and I met a person. He came. He was coming from Pakistan. He came to meet me. One individual, and it was hot that them days and hot climate. I asked him that your Umrah. He said yes. In that time, it was extreme heat. In that time of the year, he said, I had my ihram on and I did Umrah in the hot temperature. And he said, don't ask. His tongue, he said, my tongue was not opening, my lips were stuck together. That's how dry my lips were and thirsty. And he said, I was waiting for the evening and I was sat in haram when the evening fell. And then when I drank the glass of water, one word until now is in my mind. He said, believe me, that water, the coolness of that water, from the center of my head to the toes of my feet, I felt it. Allahu Akbar. He said the coolness, it traveled through the rest of my body. And that I heard from his mouth, he said that. He said from that glass of water, the coolness, my whole body became cool. So much happiness I felt from that one glass of water. That subhanallah. All the difficulties of the day that I experienced during Umrah, tawaf in the heat and the hot temperature. He said, my whole life I had never experienced such heat. And obviously he'd come from a hot country. So this feeling, this experience, the Holy Prophet is teaching us that when the fasting person breaks the fast and he drinks the water to extinguish the thirst, then a beautiful happiness generates in his heart at that time. Beautiful happiness. Ajib, unique happiness experiences breaking the fast. So that's one happiness for the fasting person. And the second happiness, when will he acquire it? The fasting person, subhanallah. When's the second happiness? When he will meet Allah. Allahu Akbar. Yes. So this is temporary happiness. That he, for my sake, Allah said he kept hungry all day long. He didn't do forbidden actions. He controlled his tongue, controlled his eyesight. He controlled his hands, controlled his tongue. He didn't fight, disputes, quarrels, stayed silent. He persevered through problems, tolerated things because he wanted to please Allah. And Allah said, I gave him the environment. There were issues. It's like a jail for a mu'min. And the more tight the life of a person, then he is a strong mu'min, a true believer. And he's in an intense jail. You know, people say that difficulties are difficult from this side, problem from this side, disputes, arguments and quarrels, and this issue, that issue, left, right and center. But if he stays steadfast, establishes life based on hope and perseverance, then he'll get a great reward from Allah. It says that happiness that when you break the fast in the evening, just like the fasting person breaks the fast, the first happiness he gets straight away when he drinks that water, breaks that fast. And the coolness he experiences in his body. And only the fasting person can experience that. He says, I feel like I keep the fast again and break the fast again. So much enjoyment in breaking the fast. Such a beautiful emotion in that experience of eating that date and drinking the water. That person loves it so much. So he stated, that's the one happiness. And there's a great happiness in that I'll give to you. Allah says that if you live your life with keeping the fast of the life now, if you keep the fast of life with taqwa, so the fast is giving the message that adopt taqwa, oh madman. This is the life now. If you live the rest of your life using the same test and experience, Allah is giving you happiness at the time of breaking the fast. So further than that, beyond that, for the muttaqi, a greater happiness will come now. A greater happiness. Yes, so the fast teaches, because the fast is like the life. Yes, the day of the fast is like the length of life. After difficulties, problems, issues in life, when a person gets the reward, how happy he'll be after being released from the jail. How happy the prisoner is when he's released and he comes into the world. So the muttaqi, when he passes the whole journey of life with difficulties, problems, calamities, destitution maybe, and challenges and trials, when he's released ultimately to freedom, to satisfaction, Allah Ta'ala will take him out of the life. When Allah Ta'ala ends the problems, and when the morning will come, what amazing happiness will get. Allah says there will be a greater happiness than this, that when you meet me, Allah Ta'ala says, subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. In other words, the fasting person, Allah speak and address him, the muttaqi person, that if you live your life with taqwa, fear of Allah, consciousness of Allah, that Allah says, one happiness I'll give you in this world, you will get that morning. The morning will come, the daybreak will come after the intense night, but that's a different daybreak. The muttaqi's life and the daybreak after his life is different. How? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I will give you a great sakina, content feeling in your heart during life. That Allah says that you will pass the test with happiness. Oh, the example of this, can there be a greater example? I cannot understand a greater example in my life until today. When a person thinks that the event of Karbala, that how did this event take place? The Ahlul Bayt, the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ahlul Bayt, the great personality, Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu, the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the flowers of the family, the kindred, and this experience that they went through, the difficulty, the severity. And despite all of those difficulties, they persevered, no complaint upon Allah's pleasure. They were steadfast upon Allah's pleasure. Allah's love increased in them. Allah's love increased. The more the difficulties, the more the love for Allah increased. The more the du'as came out, the more they were patient and hamd and praise of Allah, glorifying Allah. More, despite the difficulties increasing. What a great example. What was the happiness? Subhanallah. The morning came after that, didn't it? Subhanallah. This is a great example for us. So the mu'min, for the believer, the people of the Ahlul Bayt, they had happiness. They gained happiness in going through that test. Beautiful emotion overcame them. Allah Ta'ala kept them steadfast, gave them sakina, contentment, satisfaction, happiness. Despite the severity on their istiqamat, on their being steadfast, on them adhering to the deen, sticking to the deen, sakina came to the hearts. And comfort came. They were smiling happily. Can you imagine a young child in his hand? He is shaheed. He's thirsty. Pangs of thirst and hunger. And the people against them, they were firing arrows against them. A person cannot imagine this. And his father is doing hamd and praising Allah, and thana of Allah, and he's happy with Allah Ta'ala has given to him. So this is the morning, the sunrise that comes after the intense darkness. Allah says, when you come to meet me, the fasting person, the muttaqi, what is the fasting person? The fast of life we're talking about now. Yes, the fast of life. The person who lives the fast of life endures, perseveres as a muttaqi, patiently observes Allah's orders, and when he then meets Allah, then in the Quran Allah has mentioned that, where shall I read the Quran from? Every page of the Quran Allah Ta'ala has mentioned the rewards and the treasures for the muttaqeen. Allah's love, His muhabbat, He has openly explained it everywhere in the Quran. Everywhere. A person cannot imagine what great, great treasures and rewards Allah Ta'ala has mentioned. The whole Quran is filled with the glad tidings, the good news for the muttaqeen. The events, the scenes of Jannah, of paradise, how Allah Ta'ala loves them, and the rewards Allah Ta'ala will bestow to the grant to the muttaqeen. So this is the lesson for today. Allah Ta'ala says, just like you fast a day in Ramadan according to Allah Ta'ala's ahkams, orders, Allah says you'll get two forms of happiness, two grants of happiness you will attain. One is at the time of physically breaking the fast in Ramadan, and one is when you will go to Allah and meet Allah. That happiness we cannot imagine what it will be. In the same way, so in the same way, the muttaqi, the person who is conscious of Allah, when he lives his life with taqwa, with the tool of taqwa, then when his morning will come, then that is that beautiful happiness. And then the other happiness, when he will be departing from this world, and Allah Ta'ala will be giving him great rewards, and the announcements will be made that, oh my servant, come back to me, turn back to me. Radiyatam maradiyah. Allah says, I'm happy with you and you are happy with me. Allah says that all difficulties have ended for you for now forever. All problems have ended for you now forever. All these issues and problems and worries were temporary. This was for you to be elevated, for your rank to be elevated. May Allah Ta'ala to us in this month of Ramadan give us taqwa and make us complete muttaqis. Ameen.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. As-salatu was-salamu ala sayyidina al-mursalin, shafi'i al-mursalin, atuha wa yasin al-habib al-mursalin. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa ala Muhammadin, najid amiji azwaji ummahatil mu'minin, zuriyatihi wa ahli baitihi, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala Ibrahim, wa innaka hamidun majid. Sallim tasliman daiman abadan kaseeran kaseer. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وعجلنا وجدنا وخطأنا وعبدنا كل ذلك عندنا اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمتم وأخرتم وأسرتم وأعلنتم وأسرتم أنت العلم به أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا رحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا ذو الجلال والإكرام يا الله تقبل فضل خاص ابن كرم سے بے رحم سے میرے مولا اس عظيم وقت میں میرے مولا تو ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے. یا اللہ ہم سب کو گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے. یا اللہ ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے. یا اللہ گناہوں کی نحوستوں کو منصوتوں کو ہمارے جسم سے نکال دے میرے مولا. یا اللہ ہمیں پاک اور صاف کر دے میرے مولا. ایسا پاک صاف کر دے گناہ سے جیسے کہ میل کچول سے اٹا ہوا کپڑا دھلنے کے بعد صاف اور شفاف ہو جاتا ہے میرے مولا. یا اللہ تم پہ کرم فرما دے. یا اللہ تم پہ کرم فرما دے. یا اللہ تم سب کی بخشش فرما دے. یا اللہ تم سب کی بخشش فرما دے. یا اللہ اپنے خصوصی رحمت نصیب فرما, خصوصی کرم نصیب فرما. یا اللہ زندگی کو ہمارے لیے آسان فرما دے, زندگی کو ہمارے لیے آسان فرما دے. مسائل پریشانی مصیبتوں کو Allah ne bana hamali ihsan farmadi. Ya Allah Allah bana hamali ihsan farmadi. Ya Allah hamal dilum ye umidon ki karun na ho mere mora. Umidon ke chirag jo tune jalaye hain ya Kareem. Un chiragon ko hamesha qaim aur daim rakhna mere maula. Ya Allah hamare seene mein hamare dil mein jo umidon ke chirag jalaye hain mere maula. Ya Allah jo chirag hamare umidon ke jalaye hain mere maula. Unki roshni ko seva karna mazboot karna ya Kareem. Ya Allah hawada se shat زمانے سے شیطان کی مسافت سے میرے مولا اس شمع کو گل نہ فرمانا یا کریم اس کی حفاظت فرمانا یا اللہ یہ امید کا چراغ ہمارے دلوں میں جلائے رکھنا میرے مولا یا اللہ تو اپنا کرم فرما رحم فرما یا اللہ تو اپنے نظر خاص فرما میرے مولا یا اللہ تو ہمارے مصیبت کو دور فرما دے ہماری پریشانی کو دور فرما دے اے میرے مولا ہمیں نیک و صاف صالح زندگی نصیب فرما دے یا اللہ مجھے زندگی سے ہمیں دور فرما دے نیک اور شامان نصیب فرما دے میرے مولا یا اللہ ہمیں تقوی نصیب فرما دے متقیم والے زندگی نصیب فرما دے اے میرے مولا صبح ہو تو ہمارے تیری یاد کے اندر ہو شام ہو تو تیرے احکامات پر ہو میرے مولا یا اللہ دنیا کی لذاتوں کو ہمارے دلوں سے نکال دے یا اللہ یہ عارضی خواب ہیں عارضی چیزیں ہیں میرے مولا عارضی چیزوں کو نکال کے دائمی چیزوں کی محبت ہمارے دل میں ڈال دے جو ہمیشہ ہمیشہ کے لیے ملنے والے ہیں میرے مولا یا اللہ ہمیں وہ نعمتیں نصیب فرما جس کا کوئی اینڈ نہ ہو جس کا کوئی خاتمہ نہ ہو اے میرے مولا نہ ختم ہونے والی نعمتیں نصیب فرما یا اللہ ختم ہونے والے ختم ہو جانے والی مصیبتیں نصیب فرما اور نہ ختم ہونے والی نعمتیں نصیب فرما اے میرے مولا ایسے اعمال نصیب فرما کہ جو تیرے قریب کر دیں تیری بنائی ہوئی جنت کے قریب کر دیں یا اللہ تیرے دیو بنائے ہوئے دیو انعامات کا مستحق کر دیں اے میرے مولا ہمیں ایسے اعمال نصیب نہ فرما جس سے تو ناراض ہو جائے تیری ناراضگی کا سبب ہو میرے مولا یا کریم تو ہمیشہ ایسے اعمال نصیب فرما جس سے تو ہم سے راضی رہے اور خوش رہے میرے مولا یا اللہ یہ عارضی مسائل پریشانی مصیبتیں میرے مولا یہ چھٹ جائیں گے اندھی راتوں کی طرح میرے مولا آخر ایک دن سحر نصیب ہوگی میرے مولا اس سحر کی روشنیاں امیدیں ہمارے دل میں جگائے رکھ میرے مولا ان امیدوں کے سہارے میرے مولا زندگی گزارنے کی ہمیں توفیق نصیب فرما یا اللہ کہیں کسی درجے پہ بھی ہمیں نا امید نہ ہونے دے میرے مولا حسبنا اللہ ونعم الوکیل ہمارے دلوں سے ہر وقت یہ آواز نکلتی رہے کہ ہمارا وکیل بہت زبردست ہے ہم نے جس کا سہارا پکڑا ہے بہت عظیم ہے وہ قادر ہے وہ مالک ہے وہ خالق ہے وہ سنتا ہے سننے کے بعد دیتا ہے میرے مولا یا کریم تو ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما یا اللہ ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما یا اللہ بقیہ رمضان بھی احسن و اچھی طریقے سے گزارنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما یا اللہ ناگہانی بلاؤں سے مصیبتوں کو پوری امت کو بچا یا اللہ پورے عالم کو بچا یا اللہ ہم پہ اپنا عذاب نہ ڈال یا اللہ ہماری بدعمالیوں کی وجہ سے یا اللہ جو ہم پہ سزائیں نہ دے ہمیں رسوا نہ فرما یا اللہ ہمیں اپنی نعمتوں سے محروم نہ فرما یا کریم اپنے پیارے حبیب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی چادر کے صدقے سے میرے مولا کالی کمری کے صدقے سے میرے مولا ان کے نواسوں کے صدقے سے میرے مولا اہل بیت کے صدقے سے میرے مولا اس کے محبوب ساتھی اور صحابہ کرام کے صدقے سے اولیاء اللہ کے کرام کے صدقے سے میرے مولا تو ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ نور عرشہ زینت فرشہ وعلیہ صحبہ ازواجہ ذریاتہ اہل بیتہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین سبحان ربک رب العزۃ عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین آمین.